quorum to do business. So we will start, and when we do have a quorum, I'll announce the members. But we can go ahead and start taking testimony before us today. We have Senate Bill 165. Would you please identify yourself for the record, and please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jesse Crosscall, and I'm an aide to Senator Johnny Ellis. Senator Ellis apologizes for not being able to be here today. He has another commitment in the building at this time. What I'll do is give you a brief overview of what Senate Bill 165 is, and then briefly walk through the bill itself to just point a couple things out. Essentially, Senate Bill 165 is a land swap between the Alaska Railroad Corporation and the municipality of Anchorage. The land in question is partially in Senator Ellis's district and involves two parcels of land owned by the railroad in the Government Hill neighborhood of Anchorage, and a parcel of land between what is known as the AC couplet across Ship Creek from Government Hill. The railroad and the municipality have worked with the Anchorage School District and the Government Hill Community Council on this land swap, and both the school district and the community council are in support of this bill. In your packets today, the sponsor statement from Senator Ellis. There are also letters of support from the Anchorage School District, the Government Hill Community Council, and the Alaska Railroad. There is a zero fiscal note on this bill, and then there is a brightly colored map that I will use to explain things as I go through the bill. So, the specifics of the actual bill. I'll start on page 1, line 6, and this describes the land that would be transferred to the municipality of Anchorage, and it comes in two parts. This is when I'll pick up the map. First parcel of land is this larger blue section right here, and that's about 1.93 acres of railroad land, and it's being developed into a residential subdivision. It's been years of planning between the community council and the municipality to get this land developed, and it has an appraised value of $480,000. After receipt of the land, the municipality would be able to sell it off to developers or individual purchasers, and the development is known as the Hollywood Vista, the Hollywood Vista subdivision. The second parcel of land, sort of up at the top of your map, and it's much smaller. It's about a fifth of an acre. And if this map were to extend further up, you would see Government Hill Elementary School. Some members of this committee may have been up near Government Hill Elementary School. It's a sort of a cumbersome entrance to the school. It can be dangerous for students walking on dark winter mornings. And what the municipality would do is redevelop this little plot of land into a safer entrance to the school. And that explains why the school district and the community council are so involved with this issue. That little piece of land has an appraised value of a little over $122,000. Then flipping to page 2 of the bill. Page 2, line 6, describes the purpose of the transfer, most of which I just stated, the redevelopment in East Government Hill, and the safer entrance to the school on West Government Hill. Now, in exchange for these plots of land, the municipality would give this land here in red at the bottom of your map. And that's between what's known as the AC couplet in Anchorage. And you can see an explanation of this on page 2, line 15 of the bill. And this, as you can see, this is a parking lot. A little bit further to the left of that is where the Sunday market or the Saturday market is. So this is not the Saturday market land. But around the red is railroad land currently. Mm. And this would just make the whole plot of land, railroad land, and it would also or in the, excuse me, the parking lot is managed by the Anchorage Parking Authority as currently. And this plot of land is valued or appraised at $645,000. There's a little bit of a difference between the values, the land that the municipality would be receiving is worth $602,000. Land that the municipality is giving up is $645,000. The municipality is indicating that they will not be requesting any future consideration for that difference. So with that, that's the bill and the purpose. Be happy to answer any questions. More technical issues, I'll turn over to people from the municipality and from the railroad.
Mr. Chair. Mr. Representative.
Looking at, if I may, the parcel, and I'm looking at the sponsor statement, second paragraph, and it's block P, tract A. It was an auto detailing shop. As I recall before that, because I ran from that district in 1994, and I'm quite familiar, Zanna's Pizza Parlor is directly under the arrow here, and I've eaten there many times. I think before that was an auto detailing shop, it was a gas station. And I know that the chair is very interested in remediation issues, and so I'm going to want some testimony from somebody on that in anticipation of your issue, since I believe that was a gas station. What has to be remediated, if anything? Do you know, Jesse?
I do. Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, I do not know, but I know folks from the railroad and municipality.
Representative Gruenberg, I had a representative of the municipality and the railroad in my office just prior to this meeting, and they're prepared to answer that question. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be better suited for
sure.
Them.
Sure.
Any other questions of the sponsor? Just so everyone knows, we have Sue Lukens with the Anchorage Community Development Authority online for questions. Ron Pollock with the Community Development Authority. Jim Kubitz with the Alaska Railroad. And Bob French wants to testify, so we'll hear from him. And I think we have Wendy Linscoot here to answer questions with the railroad. And I see we also have someone from the Department of Transportation, but I'm not sure if they're here to talk about this or not. So obviously not. So with that, is there anyone in the audience who would like to testify? I want to open public testimony at this time. Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to testify on this this bill? With that, I only have Bob French with the government. I'm assuming that's Government Hill Community Council. Bob, are you online?
I sure am. Thank you.
Would you please state your name for the record, who you represent, and please begin your testimony?
Sure. Thanks to the chair and other members. My name is Bob French, and I am a co-vice president of Government Hill Community Council. I see that a lot of the folks on the committee are from Anchorage, and for those who are not, may not know that community councils are kind of the most basic form of local government for Anchorage. We do have very few actual powers, but the municipality does look to community councils for advice and guidance on many local issues. Government Hill is notable as Anchorage's first and oldest neighborhood, and we sometimes feel hemmed in on all sides because we've got the railroad yards to the south, Elmendorf Air Force Base on the north and east, and the Port of Anchorage with their tank farms out to the west. However, we're glad to be able to testify in favor of a project that we feel will have a very positive benefit to our neighborhood. Our neighborhood's history has been closely tied with the railroad, and we probably have the largest density of railroad-owned land in the midst of any residential area, even if you exclude the entire complex of railroad lands in the Terminal Reserve. Those railroad-owned parcels are located in many parts of the neighborhood, and because they can only be leased property, their presence can make the development and adjacent property development very difficult. And the land right next to the entrance to Government Hill Elementary School is such a site. Government Hill hosts a very popular Spanish immersion program that attracts students from all over Anchorage. And as a magnet school, we've got hordes of traffic coming through every morning and afternoon. What you can't really see in the map that you've got in front of you is that Bilbo Street is actually more of a parking lot. As Representative Grunberg was saying, there's a pizza parlor that's in that little parking lot, as well as three or four roads that all join together. And right in the middle of this, we also have an old crossing bridge for people to, for students to get from one side of the road over to the other. That bridge is often very icy and unsafe. And I guess really what we have is a very difficult entrance situation there. And I'm not saying that it'll be easy, but if the land swap is approved, we will have a hope of having a solution to what has been a long-standing problem in our neighborhood. So I urge you to support this bill and help to simplify the very convoluted property ownership issues that we've got up in the Government Hill area and downtown. Thanks a lot, and I can respond to any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mr. French. Are there any questions of Mr. French? Thank you, Mr. French. I appreciate your testimony. Is there anyone else online to testify? And there is, seeing no one else in the room to testify, I'm going to close public testimony.
Well, are we going to ask questions?
We're going to ask questions, of, but not of the public.
Oh, okay.
With that, Representative Gruber, you have some questions. Who would be best to direct those, the representative of the railroad or the bill sponsor?
Well, I would say somebody maybe, I don't know, Jesse.
Wendy, Gruber, come on up, I think probably is the best solution. Now that we have a quorum to conduct business, President Representative Gruenberg, Dugan, Johnson, and Johansson. Thank you, sir. We are on 165.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Majority Leader. Representative Gruenberg.
Yeah. I know that Block P, Tract A, at one time was a gas station. Are there any remediation problems there?
Okay. For the record, my name is Wendy Linscoog. I'm the Assistant Vice President for Corporate Affairs for the Alaska Railroad. And in anticipation of this question, I went ahead and contacted our real estate department at the railroad to find out the current status of that particular piece of property. And yes, there had been hazardous substances on that particular piece of land, and it had gone through a DEC process. And so that you would have the official record of decision for the record regarding this bill, I went ahead and requested the letter from DEC. This is the record of decision, and I'll just read one sentence from it. It says, the hazardous substance contamination has been adequately addressed and does not pose an unacceptable risk to human health or the environment. And within this record of decision, what you'll find is it's kind of called a conditional closure based on institutional controls. So there would be certain activities that DEC has asked that it, for instance, if you decide to remove soil in the future from this property, you would need to contact DEC just to run it through them first. But in terms of looking at this as fixing an access issue, capping it with cement, using it for a road or parking, there's absolutely no problem with that whatsoever. And I will leave this letter for the committee to have forward with this.
If that could be part of the record,
yeah, I think
Mr.
That,
Chair.
Certainly. Does that satisfy your
question? I had another question, too.
Representative Gruenberg.
Since, as I mentioned, I am somewhat familiar with the community, or was 15 years ago, the Hollywood Vista area. That was at one time some low-cost ancient housing that has been, I assume, totally torn down right now. Is that correct, through the chair, Ms. Linscoog?
If I may, with the chair's permission, we do have our vice president of real estate, Jim Kubitz, online, and I don't feel comfortable particularly answering that question, but I'm sure he could help.
If I could ask that to Mr. Kubitz.
Mr. Kubitz, you are here for questions, and I think we have one.
Yes, sir. This is Jim Kubitz, vice president of real estate, Alaska Railroad. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, and did you hear the question?
Yes, I did.
Okay, please proceed.
Yes, Representative Gruenberg is exactly right. That's where the old Hollywood Vista was many, many years ago, and it's been torn down now for many years. So it's all a vacant piece of land. And this development, as some of you may know, has already begun. as far as the city and the previous developer starting. They put the roads in, the utilities, so it's all a clean site there, and it's ready to complete the development.
Well, for the record,
Representative Grunberg.
Thank you. When I was involved in that part of town, they were about to tear it down. It's been lying fallow for a long time, and I know they wanted to put up quality condos there. Through the chair, Mr. Kubitz, are they still planning to condominiumize it?
Well, the development group that's doing that is with the city. That's Ron Pollock and Sue Lukens, actually, and they're online. But I believe the plan is to put up some single-family residences. It's been platted out that way, and a couple condo units or duplex-type units. So it's a mixed-use development plan, and the lots have already been delineated and zoned accordingly.
Maybe, Mr. Chair, at the risk of taking a couple of extra minutes, we could ask those folks, because I'm very interested. That's really a good area. We can get some good quality housing all in that area of Government Hill. Could we ask?
Certainly, Representative Grunberg. Mr. Lukin or Susan or Ron Pollock, or either you want to field that question?
Yes, this is Ron Pollock, Executive Director for Anchorage Community Development Authority.
Did you hear the question, Ron?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear the question?
I think has to do with what type of project is being planned or anticipated on the site.
That's correct.
The easterly portion of the site is separated from the westerly portion, and the easterly portion is divided into lots that are designed for what would be duplex condo type arrangement, two units per building. And then the westerly portion of the development is anticipated to be single family dwelling, one dwelling unit for each lot.
Thank you. Additional questions, Representative Grunberg?
No, I'm satisfied. But I do have a question, I think, for Ms. Linsku, Mr. Chair.
Representative Grunberg.
What are you planning to do with the lot on 3rd? Are you going to develop that whole parking area? I mean, that's a good property, too. I'm very interested. This whole thing sounds like it's a win-win. And I just want to know what's going to happen. I think it's going to be sound like a great idea.
Clearly, Representative Grunberg, you didn't run far enough from the district.
I support these guys and anything they're doing. Go ahead.
Through the chair, Representative Grunberg, and I'll invite Jim Kubitz to jump in if I get too far astray, but what we have basically looked at for this in the near future is to keep it for parking. In the future, if someone were to come to us and say, gee, that looks like a great plot of land, we'd like to put a building on it or do something, at least with one ownership and not having it divided between different owners, it certainly makes it easier to develop. Once it's developed and in third-party hands, it then goes on the city's tax rolls. So that can be a real benefit going on in the future. But right now, it would be kept as a parking lot.
And it is buildable.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, thank you. Good bill.
Thank you, Representative Grunberg. And I think they'll be back before us to transfer that if it ever happens. So we may get another shot at this.
We would
get another shot at this particular piece of land. Any other questions from anyone of the railroad, the bill sponsor? With that, I would any committee discussion regarding this transfer? What would be the will of the committee? Representative Dugan?
Well, I like this bill a lot, Mr. Chairman, so I move that we report Senate Bill 165 out of committee with zero fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
The bill has been moved. Are there objections? Hearing none, Senate Bill 165 is moved out of committee. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in. And just pass to the Senate that we did, in fact, move a Senate bill out today. And not that we expect any reciprocation.
No,
it would be nice.
No. Nothing
thank
like
you.
That.
Thank you. I believe he's rules chairman, isn't he? All right, before us now we have Senate Bill 25. It is a Transportation Committee, and it is an act naming South Medikoff Island Ferry Terminal. Richard Dewey Duvall, and would you please identify yourself for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, for the record, Weston Eiler, staff to Senator Bert Stedman.
Thank you for hearing this bill. Senator Stedman has a scheduling conflict and apologizes for not being able to be here in person.
Weston, before you proceed, I'd like to recognize that Representative Munoz has been here for quite some time. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Of course. Senate Bill 25 would honor Richard Dewey Duvall, a proponent of marine transportation in Southeast Alaska and a long-term resident of Petersburg. Under Alaska Statute 3540.015, the state may name public works through an act of the legislature. This authority has been exercised over 40 times in statute. A notable example would be the Terry Miller Legislative Office Building. Senate Bill 25 would name the South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal after Richard Dewey Duvall. Mr. Duvall was an engineer by trade and a longtime resident of Petersburg who promoted improved transportation in Southeast Alaska through his service to the community and as a part of Alaska's Inner Island Ferry Authority, known as IFA. Mr. Duvall served on the Petersburg City Council and was a founding board member of IFA. During his 10 years of service on the IFA board, he helped the authority organize and was instrumental in the construction of the South Mitkoff Island Terminal. After the terminal's completion, he even served as one of the first ticket agents at the terminal. He recently passed away, and this bill would recognize his contribution and dedication by naming that terminal in his honor. The bill is supported by the City of Petersburg, and the Inner Island Ferry Authority has also voiced their support to our office. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there questions of the sponsor? Hearing none, you might just go ahead and sit down. I know we'll have a lot. I do have one about my favorite subject. Sometimes you just don't need to say anything.
For the record, my name is Mary Sirocki, and I'm Special Assistant to the Commissioner of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Mr. Chair, would you like me to explain the fiscal note?
Please. Thank you.
This fiscal note is for $1,200, and it will pay for the construction of just a sign. You have seen fiscal notes that came through here with a little bit more money associated with them. Those had, for bridges, they were two signs, four posts. This is just for a sign that we plan to hang either on the fence or on the building. Currently, the building is a temporary ATCO unit. And so we aren't going to put up anything permanent until a permanent building is constructed. When and if a permanent building is constructed, the cost of a sign that names it would be a part of the cost of constructing that building.
Thank you. Any questions of the Department of Transportation?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Johansson.
How big is the sign, Mary?
Through the chair, Representative Johansson, I don't think we've actually come up with a specific size. I think we're going to go out and look at the space and see whether it makes sense to hang it on the fence or on the building itself.
Representative Johansson?
No further questions?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
I just did the math, and so it looks like the posts are $1,600 for two posts. And
posts actually are quite expensive because, through the chair. Representative Johnson, the posts that we use when we're putting up signs on a roadway have to be breakaway posts, so they are actually quite expensive.
And you'll use, I guess I am the chair, and you'll use breakaway posts on the side of the building?
No, we're not using any posts on this sign. This sign will either hang on the fence or on the building.
Representative Grunberg, do you have some pictures there?
I believe these are probably the same kind of pictures that you may have, but I have
no, we don't have them.
We don't have this.
Maybe we can just pass them around.
You may approach.
Okay. Looks like an ATCO trailer to me.
Yeah. May I inquire, Mr. Chair?
Representative Grunberg.
Is there going to be a permanent building built?
At this time, through the chair, Representative Grunberg, at this time, I don't know that there are any plans or any funding in place for a permanent building. As you may know, the IFA is having some issues associated with continued runs and things like that, so there's nothing at this point at time in the works.
Representative Grunberg, Mr. Chair, I know nothing. I've never heard of the IFA until I saw the sponsor statement indicating that Mr. Duvall had been active in the IFA. And, Mr. Chair, I mean, I don't want to take the members' time if they're not interested. If they're not, I could talk to Mary afterwards. But I don't know what the IFA is, and maybe we get a little discussion of what that is.
Through the
and
chair.
What the problems are.
Through the chair, Representative Grunberg, the IFA is a is the Inner Island Ferry Transportation Authority. It was established in statute, and it was the result of the work of a lot of good people in Ketchikan, Prince of Wales, Petersburg. They have purchased two ferries, one that runs daily from Prince of Wales to Ketchikan, and their second ferry has been running from the north end of Prince of Wales Island to the South Mitkoff Terminal and providing access to Petersburg, and then on, then they can go on to Wrangell. I don't know, and Representative Johansson may know better than I what the northbound schedule is. Do they also go to Wrangell as well?
They do. Representative Johansson.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I'll let DOT finish.
Okay.
I believe they do go from Kaufman Cove, Petersburg, Wrangell. It's my understanding through reading some press releases and some other things that they have cut back on that schedule, their northbound schedule, as of late. And, you know, I think many people are suffering from a lack of people traveling at this point in time, and they appear to be one.
This is, Mary, this is a private organization? This isn't a state?
Through the chair, Representative Johnson, this is, they have they're created through the state statutes, and they are, I believe, a subset of government.
Can I help?
Mr. Would you like a lifeline?
Yes. Can I call on Representative Johansson?
No, but I will. Representative Johansson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To go back from the beginning, the IFA, for a little history lesson, since this is our last bill, we have an hour and 20 minutes, Representative Grunberg asked, so.
Will there be a quiz?
Yeah, we don't hear about this in Anchorage. I don't know.
Yes, sir. The IFA was created because there was a challenge with the service provided by the Alaska Marine Highway. And it was the schedules were a couple times a week, and as we understand from at least the ones who were on the committee the last couple of years, the challenges with the schedules. And they would change every couple of years, and the communities got frustrated enough that they came to the legislature and requested authority through statute to create an authority made up of communities, a quasi-state authority. Mm. It's incorporated by the communities, Ketchikan, Hollis, Kaufman Cove. They got money from the state, purchase a vessel, and they run it as a day boat. Every single day. Mm. And the same challenges on the south end that Mary's talking about, the ridership, we experienced on the south end ferry between Ketchikan and Hollis. But as time went by and people became familiar that it was there every day, ridership has stabilized on the south end. Mm. And they're in the very early years of getting that comfort level with users to make it more fiscally I guess net zero on the north end. And we have appropriated over the last few years through the budget process some operating money, as we did with the south end one, until the ridership is stabilized. And it takes the pressure off the Marine Highway, and it provides consistent service throughout Prince of Wales.
Through the chair, are these relatively small boats, ships?
Representative Johansson?
Yes, sir. They are. I think we may have a picture of one in the building somewhere, but they're small day boat, small crews.
Carry cars?
Yeah, they carry cars. They carry passengers. That's basically what it is. And I will request that Chair Wilson next year have them come in and give a presentation as to what they're up to.
Maybe at some point.
Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Mr. at some point in the interim, maybe there could be arrangements so that we can look at the marine highway system, including that area or something. I'm not trying to get a junket. I'm trying to find out about stuff that, at least in Anchorage, I don't know anything about it, but I'd like to be sure the people in your part of the state have adequate transportation.
Thank you, Representative Johansson. If I understand you correctly, the consistent schedule has helped increase ridership?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. When we had the Marine Highway, as I said, the schedules changed quite often. You could leave on a Tuesday, be, not to diminish Prince of Wales, but stuck in Prince of Wales Island for 3 or 4 days waiting for the next scheduled ferry. Now you can get up and every single day go back and forth as you wish. So.
That's great.
It's almost like a shopping trip.
It is a shopping trip for many Prince of Wales Island.
Thank you, Representative Johansson. Additional input, Ms. Rogan?
Through the chair, I think it's good to recognize that the IFA has demonstrated how successful day boats can be when they run on a regular schedule and how economically a new boat can operate. And they certainly are a model that AMHS looks at frequently in planning for its future with more roads and more day boats.
Thank you, Ms. Rogan. I would encourage a little more frequency of that evaluation from this committee as at least the temporary chair. Representative Grunberg?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I do want to get back on the naming of the yes. terminal at some yeah. point.
Oh, like, let's do yeah. that.
And I don't have any problem with that. Okay. But are you thinking of day boats elsewhere?
Part of the Southeast Transportation Plan includes, at this point, day boats. There would be potentially day boats between here and Hoonah. We have day boats that run up North Lynn Canal to Skagway and Haines on a regular basis. We've got the Fairweather going to Sitka 3 or 4 times a week on a daily basis. But it is the IFA and the day boat running back and forth to Metlakatla, to Ketchikan, are wonderful examples of how successful that type of transportation can be, and the fact that ridership does build over time with the consistency that those kind of vessels have provided.
And I would like to bring this back to the naming of the terminal. Thank you. I'm sure there'll be more questions, maybe not this time. And welcome to the Transportation Committee. With that, I'd like to open the bill for any public testimony that anyone might wish to provide. Is there anyone online to provide any testimony? Hearing none or seeing none, is there anyone in the room who would like to provide public testimony? Hearing and seeing none, we will close public testimony. And Weston, if you'd come back up, please. Any additional questions for the sponsor of the bill? Any committee discussion? You want to bring Department of Transportation back up for a little more fun, or can we be done? Representative Johansson, I'm not even going to recognize your sign.
He's not. I'm surprised you're even looking in his direction.
Hearing and seeing no questions, what would be the will of the committee?
I'll move the bill with individual recommendations.
We have before us Senate Bill number 25, designated 26LSO174/A, with a fiscal note. And I do hear a motion from Representative Grunberg that it be moved with fiscal note and individual recommendations. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Are we sure?
Could I see those?
Hearing and seeing none, we will stand adjourned at quarter till. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
No, you sure? Go, we. Okay. we will stand.
She wanted to come back up.
I was just going to tell you can keep those copies.
We will stand in adjournment.